The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Thanks for listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Rob Davis and Dan DiVerna, Creative Financial Partners. And we are happy to be with you today. And these guys have helped so many individuals and so many families all over Toledo and northwestern Ohio. And they can certainly help you by calling this number. You can get involved, 800-373-9715. If you're planning for retirement or thinking about retirement planning, then this is the number to call to get it all started, 800-373-9715. One more time, that is 800-373-9715. Let's talk about the way things used to be. You know, back in the good old days, you know, and the old, I don't know about you, but the older I get, the better I used to be. But there are people who say, you know, back in the good old days, we did this or we did that. In some ways, retirement planning was easier for past generations. But how do you help people overcome these financial challenges that their parents and grandparents didn't necessarily have to face? And number one on my list here is pensions. We talk about those all the time. They're kind of rare now, and Social Security is often the only retirement income stream that many people have. So how do you help them deal with that situation?
Well, I think it's a very different world out there when you think about the young people growing up, and they don't even have to be that young anymore. It's really everybody below a certain age that is dealing with so much more responsibility for their money. So it used to be that you'd work, like my grandfather, I reference him almost every week, it seems like, but he worked for Sohio and BP for 30 years, and he's been getting a pension from them for 30 years. You know, he'll be 93 this month. And so you have a generation that had that responsibility carried by somebody else, like those big corporations, and now this new level of responsibility that all the people that were helping in the fact that they have to make sure that their money lasts and that their money, they do not have the ability to just put it somewhere and have it be guaranteed forever. There's a few companies that we use that give those types of guarantees, but with that comes trade-offs. So we're always kind of weighing into those situations, looking at those opportunities, seeing what makes sense. But absolutely, it's one of the biggest hurdles that's a new hurdle for this generation.
Yep. You know, folks just don't work at the same job for, you know, like Dan's grandpa did for 30 some years. That's really uncommon now. And the biggest thing here is, you know, and Dan mentioned it, the personal responsibility, where companies are pushing off a lot more of the responsibility to you as a worker, because, you know, you might be at a job for a couple years and then switch to another job. And instead of having one job your whole life, some people have five or six jobs throughout the course of their working years. And so it's just more important than ever to take personal responsibility and not stick your head in the sand about it, because, you know, it's a very doable thing. Building a retirement and getting ready for a retirement is a real doable thing, but you have to take some action. You have to take some initiative. And that's what we're here to help you with.
We're talking about the way things used to be on today's edition of the Financial Symphony, and certainly things are different these days. And a short way of saying what you guys just talked about is, you know, there used to be pensions and where a big corporation would take care of you, but now basically you're on your own. So let's talk about another disadvantage. Well, you can't really call it a disadvantage, but it's certainly a difference. Life expectancies these days are longer. Back in the old days, you could prepare for just a few years of retirement. But these days, since people are living so much longer, there are more years of retirement to fund. How do you get people through that?
Yeah, you know, you're right. It's, you know, this is one of those good news, bad news things. You know, good news, people are living longer. Bad news, people are living longer. And you have to make your money last longer. You know, the days of someone retiring and then, you know, passing away in 10 years are for the most part over. People are kind of starting, you know, whole new parts of their lives or whole new lives, period, when they retire. And so, you know, it's kind of a perfect storm because we've kind of got the pension thing that's going away for most people. We've got life expectancies that are increasing for most people. And, you know, when with the life expectancy thing, it's not just, gosh, you're going to live for this much longer. It's, gosh, you might need care for those last certain number of years of your life where, you know, previous generations probably didn't have to worry about that as much. And so, you know, all of these things kind of build into this perfect storm that you really have to, you know, take responsibility for, take some action on, and make sure things are how they should be, you know, hopefully before you retire, many years before you retire.
Yeah, I think that the average age of our retirees is somewhere in their 60 to 65 years old now. And with most of them, I believe the average life expectancy between the two of them is 92 years old. And so when we're looking at planning out with people, I remember when I first started in this business, I mean, we weren't mapping out into your 90s. I mean, that was just like a kind of a pipe dream. And now we have people that are meeting that every single day, you know, that are getting the opportunity to live longer, and their quality of life is a bit better too at older ages. But the days of, you know, somebody just plain dying and having it be really simple, you know, that still happens, unfortunately, with a lot of young people. You know, I think of young now, though, as 60, 65, 70 years old sometimes. They're still living very active lives. On the other hand, we've got a whole bunch of people that are living longer. Quality life isn't really there, and they are needing, on top of everything else, they are needing some kind of care that's being given to them on a daily basis by somebody.
Well, here's something else that's different these days. Interest rates are lower, so you can't really make money with savings accounts, money markets, and CDs these days the way you could years ago.
Right. I think that one of the funny things about our business is that I've ended up talking with so many parents of our clients, and they bring them in, and they never thought that they'd be talking to a guy like Dan. You know, they really never thought that would be somebody that they'd be talking to, because they've worked with the bank all their career. They've worked with the bank all their life, and they were just happy with that rate of return that was given to them by the bank. And they're just not happy anymore. It's just not something that they're going to be able to live off of. The interest that's being paid by the banks, it's just been so low that people, not only are they coming to see us, but they're coming to see us and they're angry because their banks aren't paying them what they used to.
Yeah, it is, like Dan said, a really tough thing. Not only are banks not paying folks enough to live off of, you know, banks and interest rates are so low that, in fact, the money that you leave in the bank actually kind of declines in value when you look at inflation. And, you know, if we look out over the next couple of years and after this presidential election, you know, inflation is something that finally people are noticing and maybe even getting a little worried about. And so low interest rates and inflation, you know, set yourself up for a pretty hard go if you're trying to generate income, you know, especially enough income to live off of potentially, or save enough money as far as rate of return goes in retirement. So low interest rates, you know, have been around for a while. They could continue for, you know, an extended period of time, and too much money at too low of an interest rate over time can certainly erode your purchasing power and potentially your lifestyle in retirement.
Well, it's certainly more complicated these days. You need some help. It's really difficult to do it on your own. That's why you need to get in touch with Creative Financial Partners. And the number to call to make that happen is 800-373-9715. That is your Financial Symphony number, 800-373-9715. Call that number and leave your contact information. A member of the team will get back with you. You can set an appointment, and you can come in and talk about your situation at the Creative Financial Partners building in Perrysburg. I promise it'll be a pleasant conversation, no obligation conversation. It's also not going to cost you a thing. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. We're talking to Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis on today's show, and we're talking about the way things used to be as opposed to the way they are now. All of the information that's available at our fingertips these days can actually be counterproductive for some people because, you know, there's just so much there. You don't know what to believe and what not to believe. And it's overwhelming, and you can suffer from paralysis by analysis. And I know you guys have seen folks like that.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the best thing to do is to turn it all off, too. You know, you're constantly bombarded with, you know, everything on TV, you know, the infotainment channels, I guess, you know, the channels that are passing you along financial information, but definitely are really based, you know, for entertainment purposes. And then the other thing that you have a lot of information at your fingertips from is the internet. I mean, there is so much information out there that you can type in any financial subject into, you know, a web search, and you can find so much information that you could be reading through this stuff for 3 months and not be able to make a decision on something. So, you know, I think there's a lot of information out there. I don't think there's a lot of guidance out there. And when you're searching for information, you know, just think, you know, what do you really want? Do you just want more information, or do you want guidance? Because if you want the guidance and you want the help along with some education and some good information, you really need to be working with your advisor on that and not trying to pick what you might perceive to be the best source online and then making a decision based on that. And that's one thing that we're real proud of here. And we offer guidance. We can help you through those decisions, and we can give you as much or as little information as you want, but we'll certainly help you make those decisions with some guidance and not just throwing a bunch of information at you.
Yeah, I think that the paralysis by analysis is very typical now. We have a lot of really smart clients, and they are doing their homework, and they're Googling things and checking things out, and I think that's great. I think it's healthy. I think the transparency is good. On the other side of the coin, though, you can get some bad information on about any product or any investment or anything that you're looking for. You can get some good and some bad on any of those things. So if you're digging deep enough, you're going to find something bad. And if that's that could influence you, and it might not always be the right influence.
Well, I want to ask you about one more thing today. Volatility in the stock market seems to be more and more pronounced with each passing year. And I suppose that is another thing that complicates the issue these days with folks getting ready for retirement.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you want to talk about paralysis. Just, you know, try to look at the stock market every day. You know, you are certainly not going to get the warm fuzzy about the stock market and some of the investments that you need to have in your portfolio for retirement. And so, you know, the volatility is scary. The volatility is uncomfortable, you know, certainly. But the one thing the volatility does now more than ever is presents us with opportunities where, you know, in the good old days, things might not have moved as fast, and stocks might have only been on sale once every couple of years, where with the volatility, with the market moving up and down, you know, stocks could be on sale 3 or 4 times in a year. You just have to know, you know, what portion of your portfolio needs to be exposed to this type of volatility, how much are you comfortable with, and then, you know, be confident that your plan allows for a certain amount of volatility. And then, you know, when the opportunity does present itself, you can take advantage of it. So, you know, it's more of a planning thing than it is a volatility thing in our book. But, you know, it does give us, you know, some great opportunities. Even in the last quarter, we've had several great opportunities.
Well, I think the other part of that is that people are definitely more emotional because they have so much more access to all the information. I mean, if you look at, there's several channels on TV that are going to have that little number in the right-hand corner, bottom corner, saying that the stock market's up or down. So people get very connected to that, watching that number, and it can drive them a little bit crazy, and therefore they're a little bit more reactive. And because of the online access and what they have the ability to do inside their 401ks and all these things, they oftentimes are doing these things, and they're doing them without a plan. And that's where we fit in. So, you know, we're offering that. We want to help kind of be your coach. We want to help guide you. We want all the decisions that you make in any part of your financial world to be with an agenda, to be part of a plan that's much bigger than just following the emotion of what you think you should do because of this or what you think you should do because of that. The problem with market timing is that you can't be right just once, but you have to be right when you buy, you have to be right when you sell, you have to be right when you buy again and when you sell again. And the one time you're not right, it really, really hurts you. And so what we're doing is we're taking a bit of a 30,000-foot view. We're looking at all the stuff that you have. Yes, we're absolutely answering the questions, but we're not just answering the short-term questions about products. We're actually trying to put together a solution for the overall plan so that when we're revisiting this plan every once in a while, that we feel like as changes happen, and they will, that we can make modifications to that plan. So if you don't have a plan in place or you don't feel wonderful about the plan you do have, give us a call. We'd love to sit down. It's a very casual opportunity for us to get to know each other a little bit and a chance to maybe give yourself, if not a second opinion, you know, give yourself a first opinion with people that are professional and do this every single day.
A complimentary financial review can be yours, but first you have to make the phone call. It's so easy to do that. Just go ahead and don't procrastinate. 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. You can leave your contact information, and a member of the team will get back with you, and you can come in and have a conversation about your unique situation. And we're all different. There is no cookie-cutter solution to retirement planning, and creative financial partners can help you get where you need to go. But first, you need to assess where you are now. 800-373-9715. One more time, that is 800-373-9715. Creative Financial Partners, we're talking with Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis on today's show. And there's more coming up after this.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Time to get connected with the Musical Connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Mark Lloyd is your Financial Symphony maestro. I'm Rod Stutz, and we always enjoy doing this show because we get a chance to talk about not only money and not only financing and planning for your retirement, but also we get a chance to talk about music. And let's make a musical connection here today, if that's all right with you.
Sure.
And let's talk about, I know that this is something that you do often as well, and that is workout.
I do?
Well, I'm being optimistic here. And I know that when you work out, you have a playlist for your workout. Most people, when they're working out or going for a run, like to have a certain playlist to listen to that gets them all pumped up. Music just really pumps me up.
Well, you know me. I'm as diverse as anyone when it comes to music. So it depends upon what mood I'm in.
Yeah. So if only it was so easy to get pumped up and motivated to take care of financial issues. So my question to you is, what are the things that people can do to prevent financial procrastination, and how can we get motivated to get fired up and address financial issues that we've all been avoiding?
Well, you know, your finances, your retirement, your investments, they're just as important as your health. You need to make sure that your money is healthy. And so the same reason why you do it to exercise, you should have, you know, no procrastination when it comes to taking care of your money and taking care of your investments and preparing for your retirement. That should be one of the biggest priorities you have in your life, because there's nothing out here to help us. Social Security? Is that what we're going to live on? It's depressing sometimes. You might be out there listening right now and you're saying, well, you know, Mark, I don't know where to start. Well, that's easy. You're one phone call away, you know, equipping you with the information that you need to get started. Or it may be that you need to have an analysis performed to understand how you're invested versus what the markets are doing. Or maybe you don't have a plan at all and you're just throwing money in your 401k and you say, well, Mark, I am saving. Every paycheck, they're taking money out of my 401k and I'm depositing it in there. Are you capturing the right returns? Are you getting the reward for the risk you're taking? You know, we do the stock call every morning, and we do the closing bell every night for our local station here. You know, when I was studying for the call this morning on the futures, you know, there's economic reports that are coming out. You know, our economy hasn't changed yet. We still have the same stagnant economy that we've had for the last several years. So don't be surprised if you don't see some of these reports come out and the market may not react very well to them. What you're seeing right now, Ron, is you're seeing an excited stock market because of potential, because of what they think's going to happen. That's what Wall Street does. It factors in what they think is going to happen long before it happens. But it hasn't happened yet. So don't be surprised to see extra volatility. Folks, as you're listening out here and you're saying, well, Mark, my account's going up. I guess I am invested the right way because I am getting some gains. It is so important to lock some of those in. It's so important to have a rebalancing strategy because we may have more dips coming. Don't think that the market's going to go up every day for 200 plus trading days in a year. It's not. We're going to have peaks and valleys. And what you do during those dips is going to be the difference in you having a good return for the year or a lousy return for the year. It is so easy to have a strategy put in place to balance out what you're doing, but you've got to do that. You know, now's the time. Have an assessment of where you're at for the year. You know, you also need to be looking at the fees and everything. There's so many different styles of investing out here, and some of it costs a lot. And maybe there's a lot of hidden fees inside of your portfolio you don't realize are there. Wouldn't it be nice to know that there was a complimentary fee report that could be prepared for you that could help you understand how much you're really paying? It could be the difference in you making a really good return for the year. Maybe you're at a situation where you're ready to retire. Retirement's right around the corner. And you need to say, okay, I think I've got my nest egg in place. Mark, I don't know if I have enough to live comfortably during retirement. I would love to retire, but I need that question answered. Is there enough here to retire comfortably? And if there is, how do I know how to turn that into income? How do I draw from that? How do I replace my paycheck? When my paycheck stops, how do I replace it? Well, I tell you, we can answer all those questions. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local financial symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. And we have a segment of the show called Getting to Know You, and we want you to get to know Dan and Rob and all the other guys, for that matter, as much as you possibly can. And let me just ask you this question. Dan, I'll ask you this first. What is a food that you know is unhealthy, it's not good for you, but you still love to eat it?
It's definitely pizza for me, I would say. I mean, there's more than one, but pizza is my absolute favorite. And unfortunately, if you're from Northwest Ohio, and I go back to when I was going to college and working at Cooper Tire, I always enjoyed Miles Pizza down in Bowling Green. And recently Miles closed up. Right before they closed, there was lines like 3 and 4 hours. People were waiting for their pizza. So to tell you how good their pizza was at Miles Pizza, but that pizza has gone, and I think it's gone forever. So I've warmed up to up in Maumee, the Village Idiot pizza is probably the next best thing, is at least from what I've been able to find here locally. So, but pizza is definitely my go-to. It's definitely my my move, if I guess you would say.
Well, I guess that first business that you talked about didn't close because of lack of business,
obviously. No. No question. The guy wanted to retire and move away and didn't want to sell the recipe, interestingly enough. So yeah. I really wish he would have sold the recipe or given it to somebody or something. But no, as far as I see, and that's been a couple months now, and we haven't heard a peep. So I would think if they were going to keep that thing moving on any level, we'd have heard by now.
Well, you're making me hungry just talking about it.
Oh, it's so good.
Rob, how about you? What food is not good for you? You know that, but you eat it anyway.
God, you know, I'm getting hungry just listening to this pizza talk over here. It's
me too.
Man, the pizza stuff is good. I'm going to go to dessert, and I'm going to say ice cream. And another local favorite around here is Toff's Ice Cream. Mm-hmm. And that's a dairy out in Sandusky, over by Lake Erie. And it's not too far away from here, but you can buy Toff's Ice Cream all over Toledo at different stores. And they have – there's two flavors I really like. One is called Caveman Chocolate, and it is like the most – chocolatey thing you can even imagine to ever eat. It's just chocolate and chocolate and chocolate. And then the other one that's really good is Buckeye Bites. And I'm an Ohio State graduate, so they already automatically got my attention when they said Buckeyes, but they have really good ice cream, and they put these little peanut butter Buckeyes all over inside. And, man, that stuff will get me every time. So I would have to say ice cream, specifically Toff's Ice Cream.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, those guys ought to – well, that second business anyway, the first one's no longer in business, but the second one with the ice cream ought to pay you for selling them. So
well, I could probably keep them in business myself, the ice cream place, the amount of ice cream I can go through.
You've made me extraordinarily hungry. That is Getting to Know You with Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. You're listening to the Financial Symphony.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Flowers grow faster when listening to music, according to the National Institute of Agricultural Biotechnology. In the same way, your portfolio grows faster when listening to the Financial Symphony. Probably.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. My name is Ryan Stutz, and I have the pleasure of being with Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis on today's show. Of course, Creative Financial Partners, you hear every week on this show, the Financial Symphony. And this show is all about helping you plan for retirement, or maybe you're already retired, making sure that all your financial ducks are in a row so that you don't have to worry about outliving your money. You want your retirement to be a stress-free time in your life, the time when you can do all those things that you've wanted to do your life, your whole life, and you just haven't had time, or maybe you haven't had the money to do those things, and now you can just relax and take it easy. But first, call this number and get a little assistance, 800-373-9715. If you're looking for a financial coach, you'll find one at Creative Financial Partners, 800-373-9715. Call that number, get on the calendar, and come in and have a conversation about your situation. 800-373-9715. Serving Toledo and all of Northwestern Ohio from their office in Perrysburg, Creative Financial Partners. The next topic on today's show is red flags. And I know that there are red flags that pop up from time to time. And if you may need a little help recognizing those or dealing with those red flags when you meet them, when it comes to retirement planning, let me ask you about an advisor who works with people of all ages and all levels of wealth. Sounds good on the surface, but why might that be a red flag?
Well, you want to be careful, and you want to work with somebody that specializes in what you do, who you are, and the reason you want to do that is you want to make sure that they know what's going on, particularly with your special cases. So when I sit with people all the time and they are worried about their one retirement, it's very comfortable for me to say, hey, this is your one retirement. You want to make sure you don't screw it up, but we literally retire people every single day. So we're extremely familiar with it. We know exactly what pitfalls there are. You know, depending upon who you work for, it's very likely we've retired other people from there. So we know exactly what that process is. We know exactly what it looks like when it comes down to pension options that you have. We're so familiar with all these different elements. And if you think about it, like, people oftentimes will make us out to be extremely smart. And I'm not saying that we're not smart, but think about what you do every day. And if you did it every day for 15, 20, 30 years, and you liked it on top of that, how good would you be at it? Likely be pretty darn good. Probably. And so that's where we find ourselves. We're pretty darn good at what we do because we do an awful lot of it, and we like what we do.
That's certainly a good way to look at it, and it certainly makes a lot of sense. If you specialize in something, you're going to be better at it than somebody who doesn't, somebody who's like a jack of all trades and master of none. Another red flag that might pop up is an advisor who tells you only good news about your financial situation all the time. I know that Rob and Dan will tell you the way it is, the way they see it, without telling you what they think you want to hear.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those things where when you're working with us, you know, first and foremost, you're going to be working with a plan, and you're going to have, you know, there's going to be a lot of time spent developing that plan and everyone buying into that plan. And so as we go about our plan and implementing it, there are going to be times where things don't work according to plan. That's just the nature of the markets. That's the nature of life. Things don't always, you know, go towards and work like we've planned them to. And the good thing about it is, you know, we're flexible here. You know, we're not in the situation where we have to stick with things that don't work. We're not, you know, in the situation where we're going to tell you everything's good all the time, because sometimes it's not. You know, what you're going to find, you know, working with us is we're very able to react and adapt to different situations. And we know over time things are going to change, and sometimes things are going to be a lot better than we thought they would be. And sometimes they're going to be worse than we thought they would be. But the goal is to make sure we have the plan, we're sticking to the plan, you know, and making the changes along the way that are going to make that plan work for you and your retirement and your family.
I'm sure that there are a lot of folks out there who have seen advisors or know advisors who try to dazzle them with fancy talk. Advisors who use a lot of technical jargon that you don't really understand when you're talking with them about your financial situation. And some folks may be embarrassed to say, hey, I don't know what you mean. If you've got somebody who's trying to just dazzle you with that kind of jargon that you're not familiar with, then that could definitely be a red flag.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I think it's one of the bad raps that our business has gotten, all these guys that do what we do, and they make themselves out to be so much smarter than everybody else. The truth is, this is not the hardest job that anybody's ever had. You don't have to be the absolute smartest person. We are all pretty bright. There's some pretty difficult tests that you have to pass. There's some difficult stuff you have to continue to stay up on your education, but if you were doing this 40 hours a week, every week, you'd be really good at it too. And I think it's just a matter of that. So if you have somebody that's trying to be a Mr. Fancy Pants and not speaking down to your level, you really want to think about that. That is not something that you want to deal with, unless that's what you like. If you just want to know that this guy's really smart and that's going to make you feel good, then maybe that's the right ticket for you. If not, and you'd like to have somebody that kind of speaks your language, I mean, I grew up in Pemberville, Ohio, so we know I'm not from fancy, and I haven't gotten fancy yet, but I'll tell you, I run into a lot of guys when I go to the group meetings for not for Creative Financial Partners, but our whole industry. And I see all these guys dressed to the, you know, absolutely to the T, and they're constantly stroking themselves on how smart they are and how awesome they are. And there's not much that's more annoying than that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Rob Davis and Dan DiVerna are at Creative Financial Partners, and you're listening to the Financial Symphony. And if you're a regular listener, you know we give you this phone number a lot because it's so important, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number and get on the calendar and come in for a complimentary financial review, 800-373-9715. Here on the Financial Symphony today, we're talking about red flags that arrive when you're talking with an advisor. What about if you have an advisor who seems to have a high level of certainty about what's going to happen to the market in the immediate future. I mean, nobody really has a crystal ball in this industry, right?
I don't think so. We certainly don't have one here, although that would be convenient from time to time. Yeah, if you're talking to someone or you're listening to someone or someone's making predictions, either, you know, if you're watching them on TV or reading online or talking to someone that claims to be able to predict or is real sure what the immediate future is going to bring, I would be cautious. You know, there's really no way for us to know anything that's going to happen in the future. That's the nature of the business and that's the nature of life. Things can change really, really quickly. It tends to be the folks that are trying to sell fear are the ones that are making predictions. And it's usually, you know, it sounds something like, you know, the stock market's headed for a crash in the next 6 months, the Dow's going to 600, you know, those sorts of sweeping predictions. And you really have to be careful because they do get your emotions going. They do get you thinking. But typically when you're talking to someone or you're reading someone that's making predictions, they're usually trying to sell you something. And you have to be real cautious you don't get caught up in all the emotion and all the drama and end up in a situation that's not right for you and it's not right for your family. You know, the thing to do is have a good solid plan, a good long-term plan, and not worry so much about what happens in the next 6 months or 12 months, but just make sure you're doing the right things for you and your family to move forward and to meet your goals long-term. That's the only way to assure yourself that you're going to come out on the right side of that.
I know that when folks come in to see you at Creative Financial Partners, you do a lot of listening. And if you run into an advisor who spends more time talking than listening, that can definitely be another red flag that you need to recognize.
Yeah, there's no question that people that like to hear themselves talk, it's a real problem in our industry. And it's oftentimes because of one of the previous subjects there that they like to make sure that everybody knows that they're the smartest person in the room. And if you've been doing this type of work for any period of time, you should be pretty darn smart at it. You should be good at it. I don't think that by the time somebody's sitting with us, I don't think that they really need too much proving. You know, they probably got referred to us through either through the radio show or through one of our other clients, but they see that we're, you know, top of the table level producers, which means we're in the top 1% of guys that do what we do. And so by the time they're sitting with us, generally we feel like we've kind of already crossed that bridge. And so we're really getting into the meat of what they want to talk about, what's important to them, what their plan is, what they'd like to see happen with their, you know, their current assets and their family plan and when they want to retire and with the legacy they'd like to leave and all those things. So we really enjoy that path and we don't get to learn a lot about you unless we shut up. So you really want to be working with somebody that's taking time to listen to what you want and who you are. And if you don't feel like you're getting that from your current advisor or if you don't have a current advisor and you'd really like to just kind of have a talk, a continuation of what you hear on the radio show, because the truth is on the radio show, we just don't get to get into the details that would make you different, you know, and we know there's something very, very different about you in comparison to maybe your friends or your neighbors or whoever they are. And so we'd love to have the opportunity for you to learn a little bit more about us, for us to learn a little bit more about you. So pick up the phone and give us a call right now.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Wherever you live in northwestern Ohio, call that number that you can come into Perrysburg and have a conversation.
At the building there, Creative
with
Financial
Partners. Dan DiVerna, Rob Davis, and the other partners there at Creative Financial Partners. 800-373-9715 is your number. 800-373-9715. Got so much experience. They do this stuff all the time. And certainly if you're thinking about retirement, if you're in the red zone, this is a phone call you need to make. 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Rob Davis and Dan DiVerna. And there's more on the way.
You've got the questions and we've got the time. It's the Request Line.
All right, you're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with the inimitable Mark Lloyd. And Mark, it's always a pleasure to be with you. especially during this segment of the show where you answer questions that come in on the request line. And we have a question today from Janet. And Janet says, my husband and I both have children from previous marriages, but no children together. How should we handle our estate plan so that we leave something to our kids, but also leave enough for whichever of us lives longer? Boy, that can get really complicated, can't it?
Absolutely. You know, I've seen this scenario happen so many times and to where there was no plan. So what happens is husband dies, wife is beneficiary, or vice versa, and everything goes to that spouse. Husband really wanted to have his children taken care of, so they are backup beneficiaries on the accounts, mm-hmm. and they are also listed in the will. Well, there's no guarantee that something doesn't happen, and they're eliminated from the beneficiaries. There's no guarantee that something doesn't happen, and there, a new will is created. And it might be done under distress. It might be done where the surviving spouse really didn't want to do that, but maybe their kids got involved. Maybe there was a disagreement on who really should get the money.
Yeah.
See, there's ways that you can, what I call, bulletproof this. Now, I'm not an attorney, but I work with estate attorneys all the time, and I've had some excellent estate attorneys work with some of my clients through the years, and all of our financial maestros, we all do this, where we have relationships with very well-known estate attorneys in our areas, and we're able to put together a plan. So it might look something like this. It might be a legal document that has something in here called a Q-tip trust, Qualified Terminal Interest Property Trust. And Okay. Here's how it works. Let's assume that we got Jack and Martha. Jack has his stuff, and he really wants his kids to have his stuff, but he wants to be able to, for Martha to use the income off of it for as long as she lives after him. But when he dies, he wants it ironclad that his children inherit what's in there. So it's put at his death, it's put into this Q-tip trust, and Martha can use the income from it. You may even have some provisions in there that if she ever got sick and needed long-term care, nursing home care, the health care of some sort, she could, you know, tap into it for that, special needs. But whatever's left in that bucket, it says that it goes to Jack's kids. I call it the no blood, no money strategy. If you're not a blood relative, you don't qualify. You don't get it. She could have the same thing for her, and then when she dies, it goes to her kids, and then Jack's kids doesn't receive her money. You can keep it separate. You could even do it with real estate property. You can have on there something called a life estate survivorship deed that says that my spouse can live in that home for as long as she wants, even though the deed is in my name. There's a life estate for her to live there as long as she wants to. But once she decides to move and leaves that home, or when she dies, then it goes to my kids. So that asset is guaranteed to go to my kids. You know, another thing that if you really want to make sure that your kids receive something, let's assume that the spouse may spend all the money because they had a healthcare scenario. That's where life insurance comes in. Regardless of your age, life insurance could be the solution because you can set that up, and you can even set it up into an irrevocable life insurance trust that says my kids inherit this when I die, and the rest of this can go to my spouse, and she can have it and live comfortably the rest of her life. But I want my kids to get the tax-free death benefit. And if it's inside of a trust, then if one of those kids is in a bad situation, maybe a legal situation, that money cannot be attacked. It's protected inside of that trust. There's so many options you can do putting together an ironclad estate plan. And if you've never done that, it is worth a phone call, and we'll be more than happy to help you. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, the show that helps you keep everything in perfect harmony when it comes to your retirement. You've been working hard all your life, looking forward to retirement. Maybe you're already retired, and maybe your financial situation may need a little tweaking. Maybe you have a good plan in place already. You could use a second opinion. Maybe you don't even have a plan. It's never too late to start. And Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis and the folks at Creative Financial Partners are ready to help you. 800-373-9715 is the number that you ought to memorize. 800-373-9715. At least write it down and call as soon as you can, like right now, and make an appointment. Leave your contact information, and don't even wait until the end of the show today. 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Get a complimentary financial review. And why not? Let's go to the request line today. We have a good question from Calvin in Toledo. And Calvin's in a pretty good situation here. He says, we have two different vacation homes that we plan to keep for a while. Instead of buying long-term care insurance, I'm planning to just sell one or maybe both of the homes if we need nursing home care. Is that unwise?
Calvin, this is Rob. I'll take this question. Well, the good news is there's a number of ways to pay for long-term care insurance now. Selling a vacation home isn't on the top of the list, but I suppose if that's what you want to do, potentially you could do that. As far as it being wise for you or not, this is definitely something we'd want to sit down with you and kind of go over the whole plan and see, you know, if that's wise or unwise. There's a lot of factors that will go into potentially paying for long-term care, what type of insurance to use if you even need insurance, you know, what type of other financial products could maybe help pay for that or other sources of income or money. You know, using value stored in a home for anything is a little tricky situation because you've got a lot of factors, the biggest being the liquidity factor. If you need money out of the house or the vacation home, it kind of opens up a can of worms as far as when you can sell it, how involved are you in selling it, what kind of price you could potentially get at the time. There's just a lot of variables. And when you're talking about something as important as long-term care, you might want to, you know, look at some other options. And maybe they're right for you, maybe they're not, but we'd love to show you a couple of other options that you could use. You know, if you like the idea of using your assets as a way to hedge against long-term care, we can show you some ways instead of buying long-term care insurance, you can utilize your current assets to hedge against potential long-term care expenses. So what I would tell you is I'm not sure if it's wise or unwise, but give us a call, come on in, and we can work through that with you.
Yeah, Calvin, the one thing I would give you some hesitation with is when it comes to real estate, and we have so many clients that own real estate, some of them are in the real estate business, some of them have a lot of properties. You're in a fantastic situation to be able to have a couple of different vacation homes. I love that you can do that. I'll just tell you that you're at the mercy of timing. You know, if the one time that you need long-term care insurance or your wife does, and that's 2008, that's a tough time to sell, and you're not going to get the dollar that you want to get out of it. So you're going to need to look for a plan B, something that could, kind of stop the bleeding for a while. if you did in fact have that situation arise when the timing wasn't good. You want to have some other alternatives that can kind of bridge the gap for you there.
Okay, we got another question here from Annie in Perrysburg. Appreciate your question, Calvin. I hope that helps. But Annie in Perrysburg says, is there anything I can do to prevent having to take RMDs from my IRA? Who wants to take that one?
I'll take that one, Ron. I guess there's a couple parts to this question. The first is there anything you can do? I mean, you could not take the RMDs. However, if you don't take the RMDs, or if you don't take them when you should or in the amount that you should, you know, the IRS can penalize you up to 50%, which is like the highest IRS penalty that I even know about, in order to kind of force you to do that. So you definitely want to make sure you take your RMDs when you need to. There are things you can do to potentially assist you with that. There are, you know, things called QLACs, or qualified longevity annuity contracts, that can help reduce the amount of RMDs you have to take. But even more importantly than that, it's what are you going to do with the money after you take it from your RMD? Typically, when folks don't want to take their RMDs, it's because they don't necessarily need the money or want to take the money. And so when they are kind of forced to do that by the IRS, you know, one of the most important things we do is say, what do we do with this money? Number one, make sure we never have to pay tax on it again. And number two, make sure it benefits you and your family kind of in the best way possible. So although that you can't really get around taking them for the most part, you can really maximize the value you get after you take them and in how you position that distribution.
Yeah, I would tell you that this is probably one of the biggest surprises that people get, is that 70.5 number rolls around and they don't need to take the money. And this money that they're required to take, and it's happening a lot right this time of year. Everybody in our system that hasn't taken those RMDs, we're kind of touching base with them and making sure that they know and making sure that everybody's aware and on the same page of what it is. But it sneaks up on people. It's a lot more money than what they want to take out of these things. And the government's very, very clear on this. We have to take these monies. We're going to have to pay tax on them. And all it really is Uncle Sugar, if you will, or Uncle Sam saying that they want their cut. Like, you've been waiting long enough. Yeah. We've been waiting long enough. We want some of your money. So pay us what is ours. And that's the bottom line. And we've all dealt with that. And that's just part of the way it is.
Dan, I really like what you said a moment ago. You said you're getting in touch with your clients and, you know, letting them, making sure that they know and letting them know that now's the time to do something about it. And I think that's what sets you apart at Creative Financial Partners, is that you stay in touch with your clients. Listen, if you're working with an advisor and you don't hear from him or her every now and then, you know, on a regular basis, I mean, you know, that could be a red flag that we were talking about earlier on today's show.
Yeah, I would say that's probably there's one or two reasons that we consistently, because as we're sitting down with people, new people that are just kind of funneling into our system here, they say, you know, we oftentimes will ask them, why are you sitting here? I mean, what's a successful relationship look like? What could we do better? What if we were talking about a year from now? What's the best case scenario? And so much of the time, just an awful lot of the time, people are just not being communicated with. Mm-hmm. So they said, hey, I sat down with my advisor. I sat down with this guy. You know, it's been 3 or 4 years and he sold me this and he sold me that, which you never want to hear that verbiage. If you feel like you're being sold something, like, that is absolutely a red flag and something you should be paying attention to. The second part of that is, this is a relationship. And the only way that we're able to stay on the same page in a relationship is to communicate. Mm-hmm. So the only way we're able to communicate is every once in a while we need to be talking. And I find, for myself personally, I find it best for us to be sitting in the same room at the same place. Now, once in a while, we might do video conferences or some of that. We've got clients that have started in Toledo and have moved all over the United States and even outside the United States. But the bottom line is that in order for you to stay in the relationship, you have to be committed to the relationship. And our level of commitment is that we're going to continue to see you, talk to you, give you updates on how things are going, and stay ahead of problems like this. The reason that we don't have a lot of clients that are having problems with this enormous tax burden that they'd have to pay by missing their RMDs is because we're paying attention. So if your advisor isn't paying special attention to you the way you should have it, you know, give us a call.
Got to get those lines of communication open and keep them open. And we're going to open up the phone line in just a moment here. Let me give you the phone number. We got one more question on today's request line portion of the show, but I wanted to jump in with a phone number here, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Creative Financial Partners, that is your Financial Symphony number, 800-373-9715. Back to the request line, Larry in Wallbridge says, I've been worried about the stock market, so I've invested our Roth IRAs in a money market fund. Anything wrong with that?
Yes. Can I stop there, or should I help Larry a little bit more?
Well, maybe you ought to elaborate just a little bit.
Yeah, Larry, here's the problem. First, there's a real problem with just investing it in the money market fund. The money market funds, you know, depending on your age, like you've seen interest rates be a lot higher than they are now. I mean, if you go back to when many of our clients have bought their first houses, you know, maybe they bought it and it was 17% interest or 10% interest at least. We have so many clients that have bought houses and you could actually make money in a money market at times, but now isn't one of those times. So the fact that you put money into a Roth, which by the way, the big benefit to the Roth, it's after tax money, but when you go to take it out, any of the earnings that you have are not taxable. The whole advantage to the Roth is that the earnings that you would have are not taxable. So if you put in $5,000 and you put it in a money market and it doesn't earn anything, you never really got the benefit of a Roth. So in my mind, the Roth is definitely one of the more assertive positions you should have. So I would want to be more aggressive, definitely far more aggressive than doing something within a money market account. You'd want to have some upside opportunities so you can take advantage of the Roth rule itself.
Yeah, you know, and if it gets down to, you know, we've got some folks that come in and, you know, we like some of the growth stuff and everyone, you know, we feel needs some of the growth stuff. If your risk tolerance is that you just can't handle that, our only option is not just throwing you in a money market fund where you can't make any money. So, you know, there are other options you have inside of any account, including at Roth IRAs and traditional IRAs that have, you know, some potential growth opportunities, but they're not market related or they're not invested in the market. And those are, you know, typically a little more complex and require a little more discussion, a little more explanation, you know, but don't think when you walk in here, the only option you're going to get presented to you is either a money market or a fund that's 100% invested in the stock market. We just have a lot of different ways to create potential return, and we're independent. A lot of folks that you've worked with or heard from just don't have access to these sorts of tools. So, you know, give us a call. Come on in. We can explain that to you. We can at least give you a couple of new ideas, a couple of new investments that you may have never seen or heard of before to either, you know, like, don't like, take back to your guy or girl and say, hey, why haven't I heard of this?
Well, I know that there are a lot of people out there right now who've been listening to the show today, and they're saying, gee, these guys really make a lot of sense. And Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis are guys that I want to talk to. I want to get to know Creative Financial Partners. What happens when they make that phone call and they set up an appointment and they come in and sit down face to face?
Well, usually the very first meeting is extremely casual. We just get to know each other a little bit and we kind of see if it feels right. For us, it's more than just working with a certain type of person on how much money they have. But we also like to work with certain types of people that we feel like we're on the same page with, that we're congruent. And so locally here in Perrysburg, Northwest Ohio, we have an awful lot of people that kind of fit that mold. So we definitely don't have a lack of people to work with, but we also feel like, and one of the reasons we have this show that even exists is because we feel like more people need to know about it, that there's so much that isn't going on that's good in the financial services world and with the banks not paying you any interest. People need to know about options. So we're able to do that. And through our first appointment, which again is very casual, we get to know each other a little bit. We sit down. Sometimes people will bring their investments and those things, and other times they won't. And so we'll have that first meeting. We'll be able to get a sense on if it's going to make sense for us to be working together. And if not, sometimes people have just come in and said they'd like a second opinion on the things they have. We're willing to do that. And other times people have never had somebody, and, you know, don't be embarrassed by that. So most of the people that we're talking to have never really had a full financial plan done. So they don't know. They've kind of just been doing it as it came to them. And so they've had a 401k from an old employer, or they have a 401k from their current employer, and they're just not sure what that means. Is it going to be enough money? Can I retire? when I retire, I'm thrown into all these options from Medicare and supplements and pension options and all these things. How do you make sense of all of it? And it's what we do every day. And so people have gotten to the point where at some point, if it feels right, they can get comfortable. They feel like they can toss the keys to us. They can kind of hop in the back seat and we can, you know, kind of drive off into retirement, and they know that they're being taken care of. So it's a lot of fun for us, and it's what we do every day, and we've gotten pretty darn good at it. And so we'd love for you to give us a call.
Absolutely. And the number to call to make all that happen is 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Thanks for listening today. And you can go ahead and make that phone call right now. 800-373-9715. Your financial symphony number, 800-373-9715. Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, call that number, then come into Perrysburg for a meeting in Perrysburg. And it'll be very casual, as Dan just mentioned. It's going to be really pleasant, and you'll love getting to know these guys. 800-373-9715. Hey, it's been fun being on the show with you today.
Awesome. Thanks, Ron. You too.
Join us again next time for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.